Sarah and Peter, thank you so much for joining us today on the Picture House podcast. Are you familiar with Picture House Cinemas?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I love them, yeah.
So congratulations on such a great fun movie. Can you please tell me where Ron began?
Really? You need a BeBot to have a social life?
Yeah, Dad, kind of.
I don't want you addicted to some device. There, though.
Yes, I mean, partly because I'm a movie fan. I was watching Her by Spike Jonze and thinking, I need to make this movie for my three-year-old who's living online and parroting back every advert that she sees as though it's completely true. So like all parents, I was having kind of anxieties about what was happening to my kid in this kind of digital playground, mm-hmm. and watching her kind of trying to navigate friendships in that arena. Mm-hmm. And so it's really trying to make a movie for our families, our kids, us as parents, kids we know, really all parents around the world who are struggling with this.
Unfortunately, because of how long animated films take, she's now 25, I think.
She's 12.
No, she's 12.
Well, that's perfect, because, you know, I watched it with my children and we had some really great conversations following it. So thank you for that.
Okay,
yeah,
great,
they're 11 and 8, so it's perfect.
Excellent, I'm so pleased.
Good. Yes. So, Peter, you're one of a team of four. Can you tell me, how does that work? Do you all take different characters, scenes and plotline? How does it function to create the one?
Oh, who are the other two? It's just us two. It might be IMDb, which all sorts of crazy people have put their names into.
Just
the two of us.
There's been an invasion of our IMDb page where there's like 8,000 people claim to have been in it. And
I promise, it is just us two.
Just us two, so, you know.
Yes.
So the other two people did nothing. So we just...
I wish they had done some of it.
That would make it easier, yeah. But no, we don't really take different characters. We just, like, Sarah came to me with the idea, and I just love the thing. And then we do have a way of we work, but it's not necessarily to do with different characters, just to do with the whole story. But we just set out, we're both comedy writers, so you just set out to make the... That's the most important thing, is to make it the funniest thing.
I want it to be emotional and meaningful. We create characters. It's kind of like giving birth to this weird family of sort of crazy people. And we talk about, Pete and I have known each other we've known each other like 30 years, so we know everybody in each other's families. We know a lot of the same people we've worked with and are friends with, and you're gradually building this kind of cast of characters out of all the people that we know and we've experienced. And we kind of practice how they talk to each other. And then we swap pages backwards and forwards, Pete in LA and me in the UK.
Yes, no, I mean, because I love that you were saying that about your families and how well you know each other, because, you know, the Eastern European family element was just wonderful. I've not seen that before. And I loved how it fed into Barney's whole narrative of feeling like the outsider. But one of the unique things I thought was a lot of the paranoia was actually in his head.
Yes, yeah, that's absolutely right. And the film, you know, for me, writing, I mean, my perspective, particularly on a script, is what I'm gonna do when I'm, you know, directing and how you will make that film. So I'm trying to write the template for that. And it's very important, really, that it's told from a first person camera, from Barney's point of view at the beginning. You're constantly with Barney going through his life, so that when he says he feels like an outsider, you feel that is his situation. And by the end of the movie, you realize it's how he is seeing the world. And maybe all the other kids around him have those same insecurities.
That Bulgarian grandmother, by the way, was slightly baked. We love inappropriate elderly people in our movies. Like in Arthur Christmas, we had Grand Santa saying terrible things about lead paint. And in this, it was like, my grandmother literally used to give me, when I was a kid, raw pork sausages. And, you know, my dad would say, you can't give them. She said, I put hairs on his chest. And it didn't, I have to say.
Yes.
I'm still here.
Yes, and probably more resilient for it.
No. I've no kids. Sure. Kids, if you've got any kids watching this, do not eat raw pork sausages.
Tana, like Pete.
It's very un-PC and disgusting. They tasted great, actually, but don't eat them.
Yes. And tell me about achieving. So you've got your beautiful script, really funny, and you've got your full characters, and then bringing it the animation. Like, we know, like, even though it's computer generated, it is no less painstaking.
No, I mean, animation of every single type is frame by frame. There's no shortcuts just because you're working in CG, and effectively, you know, you've got a puppet within the CG computer and you are puppeteering them, but you're just doing it all digitally. It's incredibly painstaking. I think our animators are doing, you know, 2 to 3 seconds a week, and that's going fast. And, you know, you have to, you're looking at it as you're working in, you know, JP worked a lot in animation as well. And we're looking at performances and, you know, it's about blinks and about the tiny movements of their head. And, you know, it's about the tiniest and subtlest things that add up to performances, but also you're harnessing the brilliance that the animators bring and they are harnessing the brilliance of the voice actors. So everyone is inspiring each other, you know, and there are so many choices, how big and cartoony, how small and detailed and emotional. And I think this this film ranges both styles, but because in the end it wants to be about the real world, I always say it needs to feel if a character falls over, it will hurt. They don't bounce in our movie, it hurts. So that's kind of the bottom line of the animation style, really.
I love the animation style of Ron because I think he's such a weirdly very, very simple, obviously, and not, you know, cool and, you know, full of all color and light like the other ones. But then that makes him somehow you just, because you've got much less choice, he ends up very funny.
Yes, he almost reminded me a bit of Gromit. In that respect.
I love that. Yeah. I love everything Nick does, but the penguin in the wrong trousers, you know, all he has is a blink and he's one of the most terrifying evil characters ever.
Not that Ron is terrifying. Ron's funny.
But Ron has that, you know, and that's the sort of digital 8-bit thing that came from the design and the art department that made him feel like that sort of old fashioned bit of animation.
Before animation started, before boarding started, I used to see Ron and I think, what are we going to do with him in terms of expressiveness? And the first time I saw a test where his eye just drooped down, I thought, oh, this is great.
It really, really was. And tell me about your casting. I mean, what a great cast. And Zach, I can never get his name right. Galifianakis, is that right?
Very good, yes, Galifianakis.
Pitch perfect as Ron. And also Jack Dylan Grazer brought such a warmth and vulnerability to Barney. Tell me about your casting process.
I think Jack was for us an incredibly lucky discovery. He came on board really just to do scratch voices, because when you're doing the early passes of storyboard, you want voices. And us as kind of old people doing kids just kills it. So we were introduced to him just to do the scratch. And we just thought, this is the most extraordinarily talented kid. And he came with us through the whole journey and turned into a superstar who was in It and Shazam. And his ability to give you emotion, comedy, a variety of takes. He's extraordinarily talented. And also, as a teenager, he'll sit there on his phone playing some game, then give you a take that will make you cry, and then go back on his phone and then do it again. He's just an incredible rising star. And Zach
turned into a man during the making of
really
the movie.
But Zach is, you know, Zach is something else. He's just a comedy legend, really. And it took a long time to find the voice of Ron. Because it had to be not too, it couldn't be young, it couldn't be too deep and manly, it had to live in a certain tone, and you wanted it to be very straight and seem very ordinary, but have a little tiny hint of naughty underneath, which is what Zach does.
Barney, your Bebot is like super weird.
I am Barney's Bebot. Will you come to my secret shed and like him?
He was based on one of our inspirations was the little paperclip that used to appear in Microsoft documents saying, it looks like you're trying to write a letter and you hate that thing. And so that kind of helpful, hi, how can I help? And that's what he is. And the thing with Ron is he's not connected to the internet. He can't help, but he wants to. And that's why you love him, I think.
Absolutely. And just finally, Olivia Colman. So if that was loosely based on your grandmother, how delighted, Peter, were you to get Olivia Colman as Donka?
Oh, just amazing, amazing. She was just like, Sarah called me up and said, we've got Olivia Colman. I'm like, no! Oh my God, that's fantastic. And she came in and she got the idea right away, didn't she? She's just brilliant.
There's no obvious person to play a Bulgarian grandmother, but you know, we know that she's an extraordinarily versatile actress. And she started off as a comedy hero of ours on television. And so it proved that she could turn her hand to
it. For the longest time, Sarah's voice was the scratch voice. And I hope this is a compliment, but it was really, you sounded like
an old Bulgarian.
Yeah, I've walked into a big minefield now.
Pete.
But then Olivia was, I hope better it's okay to say, me. Was even
I
better.
Think, I think it's yes. okay. I'm okay with that.
She's very warm. She's very funny. And, you know,
what are you
we loved her.
I'll tell you what, I'll draw it to a close.
On that bombshell.
Yes, exactly. Oh, thank you so much. Congratulations on a wonderful film.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care. Have a great day. Thank you.